from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Bachelor of Business Administration students at Université de Hearst campuses in Hearst, Cap, and Timmins now have an option to help qualify them as chartered professional accountants. They can take 13 online courses offered by the Rouyn-Noranda campus of l'Université de Québec. UHearst Rector Aurélie Lacassang says it begins in second year.
They can get their BBA and at the same time get a certificate in accounting from the UCAT. This will allow them to be on the right track to become a chartered professional accountant with Quebec CPA order.
Lacassang notes that the qualification would also help to meet Ontario CPA requirements. BrainSave is back this summer in Timmins. Cochrane District EMS Commander Derek Kremen says paramedics who aren't on emergency calls will be out and about, watching for kids riding their bikes, skateboards, and scooters, wearing helmets and other protective gear.
If they identify someone, they'll stop them and give them the opportunity for a draw for a bicycle from Canadian Tire. And they also get a free ice cream cone, compliments of McDonald's.
Kremen says he and the medics would rather give you an ice cream cone than a ride in the ambulance because you've fallen and suffered a brain injury. BrainSave runs all July and August. It will remain business as usual at Canada's borders. The union representing about 11,000 border services workers and other employees have reached a tentative agreement with the federal government. The union says the renewed collective agreement will include wage enhancements and other benefits. Had a deal not been struck, the Public Service Alliance of Canada members were set to hit the picket lines at 12:01 Friday morning Eastern Time. The province has signed a new memorandum of understanding with its second largest export market. It was signed by Premier Doug Ford and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker following a Toronto meeting. Economic Development Minister Vic Fedeli says the MOU will help foster greater two-way trade and investment, boost workforce skills, and expand academic cooperation, all avenues to greater prosperity on both sides of the border. The province says over $29 billion of trade was done with the American state last year. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.